Herzrauschen, die Radiosendung von Mur.at.
Hello and welcome to Netzrauschen, the broadcast from Mur.at, where we cover topics related to digital society, media art and net politics. We broadcast Tuesdays every 4 weeks from 10 to 10:30 here on Radio Helsinki. All informations regarding the broadcasts and further links to our guests you can find as usual on helsinki.at. Past episodes become part of the podcast archive that you can download at netzrauschen.mur.at. In this edition with me, Andreas Zingele, I am going to interview this year's artist in residence, the research and design collective GIAD, General Intelligence Agency of Ljubljana. The collective grew out of a COVID-19 era reading group. Their aim is to diagnose bugs in the general cognitive infrastructure and attempts to tackle them. Dear members are interested in topics related to abstraction, interfaces, media archaeology, archiving, and conceptual and practice-based prototyping. Welcome to Jan, who joins me in the studio today. Your collaborator, Marx, got sick last night, so on this way we wish him all the best and a fast recovery. He joins us online. And also Martin and Robert join us remotely. Welcome, Gia. Welcome to Graz.
Thank you, Andreas.
Hello.
So my first question would be, like, you're an interdisciplinary collective of philosophers, media theorists, and software developers. I was wondering, like, who are the main people in your collective? And can you, each of you, introduce yourself to our guests, provide us with some more information about you, your background, and why you joined the collective?
So maybe to start with, I'm Jan. I'm used to be a philosophy student, then I was a PhD student in journalism studies, and I was researching the software development in journalistic organizations, a kind of sociology of work. But also, I'm part of many other organizations, such as Compot and GIA. And GIA in particular was a kind of COVID-era attempt at a reading group where we were reading Negarastani's Intelligence and Spirit, which is kind of a book that tries to bridge the well-known divides, which somehow also reflected the aims of GIA, between maybe theory and practice in terms of engineering, philosophy, media studies. And so also between divides that are known in philosophy, like analytic and continental philosophy.
Okay, I'm Martin. I'm a philosopher. We've actually known each other for ages because we're Ljubljana circles are small, but it's been relatively recently that we've drifted more together in our interests, or better said, I drifted in this direction of theory of technology and media studies more recently, because earlier I did my PhD in German classical philosophy, political philosophy more precisely, and it was this enormous fast progress in AI with large language networks that kind of pushed me more for the direction of philosophy of technology, because it became apparent that there's a lot to think about in this area, also what thinking means, what conceptual thinking means, and so that the conceptual resources from philosophy, I think, can be useful for that. So that's where I come from. That's my angle for joining GIA.
And hi, I'm Robert, and I'm a part-time researcher at the University of Ljubljana Faculty of Social Sciences, and a PhD student in Media Studies at the Faculty of Social Sciences. And mostly I've been dealing, researching the history use and the effects of recommender systems, especially on the cultural taste. So I'm working between the fields of sociology and media studies, and I'm also interested in the practical applications, practical work, and also try to do my research for the PhD with the use of computational tools, to learn something, to do it by myself, which is not easy because I don't have this, I don't have the proper background, and also the situation at our faculty is very different fields are like dispersed, so we don't have many connections. And I'm also the latest member of the GIA community, if I'm correct. I see the potential in this community, not just by practice of reading, debating, doing discursive events, but also in the sense of more developing practical tools and more doing something more material.
So, Robert, you were mentioning the tools that you see a benefit in GIA, also to work on something more haptic besides the discussions and exchange. Can you or can some of you talk a little bit more about these tools or these different approaches also that you have in your reading group or in your workshops that you do also?
I think that Jan is the most appropriate person here for talking about tools.
Yeah, the first tool was maybe the reading group itself, where we noticed this kind of different attitudes towards text when you have to maybe talk about it. So this was an important realization that thinking and making thinking go outside of your head is kind of important. And this was also a common thing that happens to programmers when they have an idea, but then when you have to program it, then you have to really, you realize maybe that the idea you had was too vague and so on. So this is how we came to the prototyping as part of this thinking practice that we were trying to do. And yeah, and
how can I imagine this prototyping stage for a philosopher, for a media theorist?
Yeah, so for example, the when we thought about like content and feeds that give us content, like, you know, the famous Facebook feed or stuff like that, we were thinking about how can we maybe reimagine this, and this is how the Content Matcher project was made, that we presented at AMRA in like 2 years or 3 years ago even.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this was a kind of redesigning the feed into a mechanism that gives you the same content again, and then you just adjust how long it takes till it comes back to you again. So it's actually takes different design goals of different maybe areas and then recombines them to maybe give us a new way to approach thinking about this phenomena. Because, for example, advertising uses much more repetition than actual feed. So we were thinking, okay, but when I maybe engage with some content, I like it or save it or whatever, maybe I want to see it again. It seems like this is kind of meaningless in relation to content, but it's meaningful for advertising. So we just took the advertising out and made the content maybe advertise itself or some kind of, yeah, just like playing with concepts, but also in terms of design, seeing how it fits together.
Mm-hmm. And does this somehow inspire also the whole group, or is this more like an individual test that you do, like that you get exposed to certain content like again and again? Was this like, for example, a test that everyone in the group was doing or several people were doing that you can also reflect on how it actually works? How it enriches the discussion, maybe also?
Yeah, I tried to have it be used by other members, but it's still a prototype. It's not very it's not very fancy. And when I tried to update it to make it more feature rich, then it broke, and then you need an actual team to maybe take care of it. So this is a problem with prototypes, that yeah, it's a helpful tool to think about the design space, but maybe not the like consequences of long-term use and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But definitely an interesting approach that you can that some can try out in a way.
Yeah. So yeah, as you mentioned, we are interested in things like abstraction and interface, and I was also thinking about design. When you do things like this, it creates a different approach to abstraction than maybe when you just think about things more abstractly.
you were telling me that you were not just discussing different texts and books, but you were also trying to work more practically or more in a way hands-on towards, for example, conference open calls or topics that are related to people's thesis research and so on.
Yeah.
I found it interesting to open up this discussion in a group also. Can you tell us a bit more about the approach or how you tackled this?
Yeah, so as also Robert mentioned, we had this kind of more synthetic attitudes towards the division of scientific labor and also technical. So we try to create this kind of space here to allow for that, but this includes a lot of patience and learning. So the way I try to do, to encourage that maybe each problem can be addressed from different areas, and if you come to a space that's open to this these different perspectives, then it would make sense to maybe externalize your like current working process, and then we can think about it together. Yeah. So this was maybe the general next step from just having a reading group. Yeah.
I know as a reading group, you need also the dedication and the patience to build up like a critical mass of people that come together, have the time, also have the time between the meetings to do the readings and the research and so on. One thing that would interest me also is how do you document in a way what you are reading or what are you discussing in a way? Did you try it out different things or what is your current method of documenting or note-taking or how do you want to call it?
Yeah, this was also part of the whole rethinking, maybe reading groups, also related to then going and producing texts for maybe some call for papers or stuff like that. Yeah. So usually, in my experience, reading groups were somehow creating these textual artifacts, but then you forget about them. And this was also this kind of feeding back the same content maybe again in a few months or even years. No? And then when you're older and maybe wiser, then you can reinterpret what you did then. And this requires not just the regular meeting of people, but also reminders that are easily automatable, but are not in the usual like technical ecosystem that we have on social media, for example. Yeah.
So outcomes of a meeting is then notes, a bunch of notes for example.
Highlighted text, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Martin would. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's something we are, this also related to the tools, what tools are we developing questions. I don't think we have a like perfect system yet, but this is something we tinker about with a lot, the various personal knowledge management systems are better in this case. It's more like collective knowledge management systems. So how to integrate the notes and how to integrate like the personal, each member's personal attitude to a text, for example, and how to like synthesize them together with what kind of completely on the software level, with what kind of documents, what kind of links, which kind of software. This I think is very important and something that an area that is under explored, because generally people just use newsletter or Google Groups for it's very important to the more or less whole dynamics or politics of a certain collective is in a way correlated with the way how the collective knowledge and attention is managed. So this is something that we are exploring a lot and trying various systems and approaches.
I would like to shift a little bit towards the residency that you are doing at Muerte now in May and June, and that will result also somehow in a work lab that we plan 19 to 23rd of June at the Kultur in Graz. Can you give us an outline of what you are want to continue working on now during the residency? What experiments you plan to do. Just today we announced also a reading group to where we invited members to join you. Please give us a bit more insight about your residency project.
Yes, so as you mentioned, yeah, this residency will maybe reenact the whole structure of GIA on like a two-month period. We'll start with three weekly seminars at Wednesdays. Maybe when this airs, there will be one or two left. And we will try to think about language models in connection to the topic that Muerte residency is traditionally linked with, which are the archives. And we try to embed this whole debate into a long history and maybe even future of archives, databases, and so on. So we will read in parallel texts about LMMs and maybe the history of libraries, archives, databases. And then in the second phase, maybe also think about, okay, these ideas and abstractions will give us some sort of design space that we can maybe again play around with in terms of experiments, which we are also trying to set up at the residency local computer, and maybe making a local instantiation of a LMM can also help, like with the local documentation and just the knowledge that you can also do it in your own computer, and so you're not always dependent on the corporations and so on. So this is maybe the prequel, and yet we will also like to invite people to join us at the work lab, where we will maybe have some local and international guests talking about these issues, how the old dreams of maybe librarians connect to the new nightmares of LMMs and so on. Yeah.
Okay. So also to point out again, to participate in the reading groups or also in the work lab, there is no special pre-knowledge necessary, or what should participants bring along?
They should bring curiosity, and we will maybe announce the text that we will discuss, so you can read them at home if you want. And that's it. Yeah. No, you don't have to know how to program or be like an expert librarian or something. You can just have a general interest in these topics, which are, I think, very hyped now. But paradoxically, I think this hype limits what we can imagine about it. Yeah.
So I hope for the work lab that Martin, Robert, and also Max will then all be here in Graz, and that we can all welcome you and our guests. You already said some international guests we want to invite also for the work lab. So I'm very much looking forward towards the next weeks to plan this work lab together with you, and that we then between 19 and 23rd of June can or invite everyone to join us for this year's Muate Work Lab. Yeah, thank you very much for your time and for this interview.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully see you end of June, if not earlier.
That was another episode of Netzrauschen, a broadcast by Muate. All links you can find in the program information on helsinki.at. You can listen to past episodes of our program on netzrauschen.mur.at and in the cultural broadcast archive at cba.media. Andreas Zingele says goodbye, and we'll hear each other next time.
Systeme, eingeschränkte Informationen, Digital.